Furious UN says UK government report denying systemic racism normalizes white supremacy. By Jack Montgomery on April 20, 2021. The United Nations has slammed a black-led report on British race relations which found that institutional or systemic racism does not in fact exist, claiming it normalized white supremacy. In 2021, it is stunning to read a report on race and ethnicity that repackages racist tropes and stereotypes into fact, twisting data and misapplying statistics and studies into conclusory findings and ad hominem attacks on people of African descent. Read the astonishing intervention by the UN Working Group of Experts on People of African Descent, attached to the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, UN Human Rights, against the findings of Britain's Commission on Race and Ethnic Disparities. The report cites dubious evidence to make claims that rationalize white supremacy by using the familiar arguments that have always justified racial hierarchy. The so-called experts alleged of the reprehensible British report, which was led by black academic Dr. Tony Sewell. This attempt to normalize white supremacy despite considerable research and evidence of institutional racism is an unfortunate sidestepping of the opportunity to acknowledge the atrocities of the past and the contributions of all in order to move forward, the UN officials railed. They further alleged that the British report was normalizing atrocity, in which the British state and institutions played a significant role and referenced reparations for slavery. The Boris Johnson administration, which has hitherto not been especially strong in defending Dr. Sewell's team and their report from left-wing attacks, actually put up some fight against the UN officials, with the Prime Minister's spokesman saying, "Our view is that the UN misrepresents the British findings. We remain proud of the UK's long history as a human rights champion and we encourage everyone to read the original report in full." They did go on to strike a somewhat groveling note on the question of whether or not Dr. Sewell's report normalizes white supremacy, however, emphasizing how it actually highlights that racism and inequality are still problems for our country. A former government minister who spoke to the Mail Online was more forthright, remarking sarcastically that the UN, based in New York, would of course know a lot about race relations in the UK. The former minister added that they were impressed that the UN officials had been able to assess the state of race relations in the United Kingdom in spite of coronavirus-inspired restrictions on travel. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.